This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Let's start off with the Democratic National Convention online. Monday's convention kicked off with these speakers, including Governor Nursing Home Cuomo, Governor Gretchen Lockdown Whitmer, if you remember, she's from Michigan, Breadline Bernie Sanders, the Floyd brothers made the list, and of course more. The convention ended the night with never-been-elected Michelle Obama urging voters to vote like your lives depend on it. She goes on to say, if you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can, and they will if we don't make a change in this election. If we have any hope of ending this chaos, we have got to vote for Joe Biden like our lives depend on it. She, of course, is not referring to the millions of black babies that have died due to the Democratic pro-choice platform. Federal judge says Idaho cannot ban transgender athletes from women's sports teams. This is according to CNN. A federal judge says transgendered women and girls in Idaho cannot be banned from sports teams corresponding to their gender, blocking an Idaho law that attempted to do so. This is a victory for all women and girls in Idaho. Trans people belong in sports, wrote the American Civil Liberties Union, which was obviously providing legal representation in this case. Now, my governor, Governor Brad Little, signed the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which I very much supported and was behind in March, which would not allow athletes to participate on a woman's team without first verifying the person's internal and external reproductive anatomy if her sex is disputed. But Judge David Nye granted a motion for a preliminary injunction against the act on Monday. Think about this. Simple math is a problem in our society. But don't forget, the church denied math before the world did. By this, I mean the ability to reason straight across the board. Pastors' kids fall away from the faith, and yet those same pastors do not step down as the Bible requires. Dads send their kids to public schools and are surprised at the outcome. We kick our kids out of worship services and are surprised our children don't grow up to worship and love Jesus. The Bible's math is simple, and yet we choose to follow a man's math. So don't be surprised that our judges are blind to even the most simplest judgments that my six-year-old could even figure out. Kevin Kleinsmith, corrupt FBI attorney who falsified Carter Page FISA warrant, expected to plead guilty. This is interesting and something continually developing right now. According to the Federalist, a top FBI lawyer who fabricated evidence in a federal spy warrant against Trump campaign affiliated Carter Page is expected to plead guilty to federal charges brought by U.S. Attorney John Durham. So John Durham is kind of the new U.S. attorney that's been assigned to this case. Kevin Kleinsmith, who's expected to admit to deliberately fabricating evidence in a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that's FISA, warrant application used to spy on a former campaign affiliate of President Donald Trump, was a top attorney in the Federal Bureau of Investigation Office of General Counsel, OGC, and a key agency attorney under the fired former FBI director, James Comey. Kleinsmith is the first individual to be charged as part of the U.S. Attorney John Durham's investigation in the efforts in 2016-2017 to spy on the Trump campaign and the Trump administration. This is a developing story. More is going to come out, but this is really, I think, the first of many more to fall to this, you know, the Russiagate, which was, if you remember, was funded by the Democratic Party. We can't wait to see everyone in Nashville, and we invite you to join us at our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference in Nashville, October 1st and 3rd. The theme of our conference is Weapons for This War, and we are excited to bring all our friends together for some good fellowship in this crazy 2020 year. We will kick the whole thing off with beer and punch for the kids, of course, and psalm singing the first night, followed by a slate of speakers committed to driving the nails of the gospel into your everyday life, including Pastor Wilson, Pastor Grant, Rod Martin, Dr. Glenn Sunshine, Pastor Toby, and more. The conference will conclude with a massive Fight, Laugh, Feast network mashup with representatives from all your favorite shows. And then we will really feast together with food trucks bringing in dinner to close out the conference. Rowdy Christian Media meets the conference world, not for the faint of heart. Register at fightlaughfeast.com. Registration is limited. We'll see you October 1st through the 3rd. Texas officials say high record COVID-19 positivity rate was caused by coding errors, system upgrades, and probably voodoo. According to WFAA, my Texas, home sweet home, having problems here. Governor Greg Abbott said Thursday the Texas Department of State Health Services had brought in a data team to determine why the positivity rate of COVID-19 tests spiked to record levels in the first 2 weeks of August, reaching about 25% on Wednesday. The positivity rate is the percentage of COVID tests that come back positive. The higher the percentage, the more alarming the public health experts. Abbott has previously said he would consider a positivity rate of about 10% a red flag, so getting over 10% he considers as a red flag in the state of Texas. It steadily increased from mid-June to mid-July, reaching about 17-18%, and then July 16th decreased to about 12% by the end of the month. On August 1st, the positivity rate began a rapid two-week ascent. DSHS press officers Laura Anton said that the data experts discovered that a computer upgrade performed August 1st, how about that, meant multiple positives were uploaded to the state's lab reporting system. The data experts also discovered coding errors from one hospital lab and one commercial lab in the state. Once those errors were resolved, tests from those sites were uploaded. The resulting artificially high positivity rate could have been troubling for businesses. You know, surprise. It's like, here we go again. We have the experts. They keep making major mistakes again and again. This has been happening all the way back to January, February, when all this started going on in the first place. If you remember, first they told us back in March and April not to wear a mask, and now they advise otherwise. This is the Surgeon General, and this is Fauci, and so forth. And in Florida, you had positivity rates reported from certain hospitals that came back with 100% positivity rate. That means everyone who was tested supposedly had the coronavirus. That was happening in Florida. And then now Texas brings in the data experts to fix their data expert problems. My recommendation, this is, I really think we need to think about this, but my recommendation here is for people to stop getting tested. You're just feeding the beast. That's all you're doing. You're feeding these politicians who keep feeding this fear, it's just a cycle. It's, you know, so stop getting tested. Take some ibuprofen and drink some whiskey instead. Wisconsin State Agency tells employees to wear masks during Zoom calls. Oh man, this is painful. According to Fox News, in a July 31st email, the Department of Natural Resources Secretary Preston Cole reminded employees that the governor's mask order, which requires anyone over the age of 4 to wear a face covering while indoors, went into effect August 1st. Okay, so Cole goes on to say, the Secretary of Natural Resources here, goes on to say, also, quote, wear your mask even if you are home to participate in a virtual meeting that involves being seen, such as on Zoom or some other video conferencing platform. And he goes on to say, by non-DNR staff, that means staff outside of their agency, wear a mask so you can set a safety example, which shows you as a DNR public service employee that you care about safety and the health of others. So the Department of Natural Resource Secretary wants all his staff to wear a mask on Zoom calls for those who are not part of his agency. So you're setting a good example for others behind the computer screen, I guess, wearing a mask in your own house, you know, whatever. But I mean, this is crazy because everyone's talking about you need to love your neighbor. I think there's been some Christian books and there's a Christian book out, I believe, right now that's talking about how to have, you know, COVID panic manners. You know, so love your neighbor, wear a mask, you know, love your neighbor, and this is where it's going, wear a condom, love your neighbor, get a vaccine, or we're going to force you to have vaccine in order to love your neighbor, and as the mayor of Richmond did, take down the statues of Stonewall Jackson, and the slippery hill goes on. South Dakota Governor Noem rejects federal bailouts due to good economic position. Man, she needs to get far more press than she's getting. Here's a snippet from her letter to President Trump. President Trump was offering her more federal assistance for unemployment insurance programs and so forth, and so she actually responded with this letter. And I quote, despite significant dysfunction in Congress, President Trump continues to problem solve and provide great leadership during this recovery effort. My administration is very grateful for the additional flexibility that this effort would have provided, but South Dakota is in the fortunate position of not needing to accept it. South Dakota's economy, having never been shut down, has recovered nearly 80% of our job losses. South Dakota is the only state in the nation that didn't have extended benefits kick in because our insured unemployment rate has been the lowest in the nation. We have had the third best housing construction market in the country, and many, many businesses are looking to relocate to South Dakota because of the decisions we made during the pandemic. Seriously. South Dakota is open for business, and that applies to our business owners and their employees. Fantastic. She needs far more business coverage than what she's getting. Not taking federal funding because she was encouraging citizens to be responsible and not mandating them shut their businesses down. That's how it should have gone. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Support Rowdy Christian Media by joining our club at FightLaughFeast.com, downloading our app, and heading to our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville this October 1st through the 3rd. With your partnership, you are providing us with resources to compete with the mainstream media. Go to FightLaughFeast.com. Take all these actions. Have a great day, and Lord bless.